Welcome. Welcome to the Wii Robot Party. So we have quite a show for you tonight. I think you're gonna like it. As you can see, I just arrived in the robotaxi, the cyber cab. And there's 20 more where that came from. So they've been traveling. They're all, there's no people in them, as you can see. The car's just going by with no people. And we have 50 fully autonomous cars here tonight. So you'll see Model Ys and the cyber cab, all driverless. You'll be able to take a ride in the cyber cab. There's no steering wheel or pedals. So I hope this goes well. We'll find out. So you see a lot of sci-fi movies where the future is dark and dismal, where it's not a future you want to be in. So, you know, like, I love Blade Runner, but I don't know if we want that future. I think we want that that duster he's wearing, but not the bleak apocalypse. We want to have a fun, exciting future that if you could look in a crystal ball and see the future, you'd be like, yes, I wish I could be there now. That's what we want. So when we think about transport today, there's a lot of kind of pain that we take for granted that we think is normal. Like having to drive around LA in like 3 hours of traffic. And for people that live in LA, I mean, you know, try to get from Pasadena to, you know, El Segundo during rush hour. It's like you can fly to, you know, another city faster than you can get to cross town LA. So, and you have to drive the whole way. Unless you're in a Tesla, of course. Our Tesla already does quite well at this, you know, supervised self-driving. So supervised full self-driving is actually working quite well. I'm sure there's people in the crowd, you're using that, yeah? So we'll move from supervised full self-driving to unsupervised full self-driving, where the car, you could fall asleep and wake up at your destination. So, but there's also a challenge for a lot of people that cars cost too much. I mean, when you factor in everything that goes into a car and the car insurance and the car payments and the storage of the car, it's very expensive. So with, and you say like how many hours a week are cars used? Your average passenger car is only used about 10 hours a week out of 168 hours. So the vast majority of the time, cars are just doing nothing. But if they're autonomous, they could be used, I don't know, 5 times more, maybe 10 times more. So you could actually, for the same car, would have 5 times as much value, maybe 10 times as much value. There's 168 hours in the week, and like I said, only 10 of them are used for driving. So, and then a bunch of those hours are looking for a parking spot, which is, you know, can be pretty annoying at times. So we want, with autonomy, you get your time back. This is a very big deal. So it's not just a save, like it'll save lives, like a lot of lives, and prevent injuries. I think we'll see autonomous cars become 10 times safer than a human. If you think of times past where there used to be an elevator operator in every elevator, but once in a while they get tired and accidentally shear somebody in half. So now we have automated elevators. You just get in an elevator and you press a button, and you don't even think about it, and it just takes you to the floor. And if you did see an elevator operator with a big relay switch, you'd be like, that's weird. Now, that's how cars will be. And it's not just the lives saved in injuries, but if you think about the cumulative time that people spend in a car and the time that they will get back that they can now spend, well, I guess on their phones or watching a movie or doing work or whatever you want to do. You can think of the car in an autonomous world as being like just a little lounge. You're just sitting in a comfortable little lounge, and you can do whatever you want while you're in this comfortable little lounge. And when you get out, you will be at your destination. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. So in fact, I think the cost of autonomous transport will be so low that you can think of it like individualized mass transit. The average cost of a bus per mile for a city, not the ticket price because that is subsidized, but the average price is about $1 a mile. Whereas the cost of cyber cab, we think probably over time from the operating cost is probably going to be around 20 cents a mile. And price, including taxes and everything else, probably ends up being 30 or 40 cents a mile. So, yes, and you will be able to buy one. Yes, exactly. We expect the cost to be below $30,000. Yeah. And I think there'll be an interesting, business model where, like, let's say somebody is an Uber or Lyft driver today, where they can actually sort of manage a fleet of cars, and like a sort of manage, I don't know, 10, 20 cars, and just sort of, take care of them like a shepherd tends their flock. You have a little flock of cars, and you're the shepherd, and you take care of your flock of cars. I think that'd be pretty cool. I think it's gonna be a glorious future. It's gonna be really something special. So, yes, good, all excellent questions. We do expect actually to start fully autonomous, unsupervised FSD in Texas and California next year. And that's with the Model 3 and Model Y. And then we expect to be in production with the CyberCab, which is really highly optimized for autonomous transport in probably, well, I tend to be a little optimistic with time frames. In 2026. So, yeah. Before 2027, let me put it that way. we'll make this vehicle in very high volume, but well before that, you will experience a robotic taxi via the Model 3 and Model Y program, and Model S and X too, your 3 and Y will achieve unsupervised full self-driving with permission in wherever regulators essentially approve it in the U.S. and then to follow in outside the U.S. So, and it's Cybertruck too, yes, of course, sorry, I don't want to be, yes, all our cars, basically, all cars that we make. So, let's not get new ones here. All right, next slide. So one of the reasons why the computer can be so much better than a person is that we have millions of cars that are training on driving. So it's like living millions of lives simultaneously and seeing very unusual situations that a person in their entire lifetime would not see. But hopefully. Yeah, exactly. So, with that amount of training data, it's obviously going to be much better than what a human could be, because you can't live a million lives. And it's also it can see in all directions simultaneously, and it doesn't get tired or text or any of those things. So, it will naturally be like I said, 10, 20, 30 times safer than a human, just for all those reasons. And I want to emphasize that the solution that we have is AI and vision. So there's no expensive equipment needed. So the Model 3 and Model Y and SNX that we make today will be capable of full autonomy unsupervised. And that means that our cost of producing the vehicle is low. Now, we are going to actually overspec the computer for the Cybercab. So our AI5 computer will be somewhat overspec'd. And because I think there's actually also an opportunity, sort of like an Amazon Web Services, where if the car is driving for 50 hours a week, there's still over 100 hours left. And there's a potential there to have a massive amount of distributed inference compute, where if you've got, like, say, a fleet of 100 million vehicles and a kilowatt of efficient inference compute, you have 100 gigawatts of compute, which is really quite substantial. If it's there, you might as well use it. So, so that I think will make sense. So, all right. So our autonomous future is here. As I said, we've got 50 Teslas driving autonomously. We're trying to give you a sense of what cities will be like in the future. And when you get in, you'll see, like, it's really quite a wild experience to just be in a car with no steering wheel, no pedals, no controls, and it feels great. We have enough vehicles here, so everyone should be able to try it out and experience the set that we've built here. It's a very big set, so it's like really, we've used, I don't know, 20, 30 acres or something like that. It's really big. So the ride's long. we set it up to feel like a ride, like a park ride. So it'll be cool, and you'll get to experience it tonight. Something we're also doing is, and it's really high time we did this, is inductive charging. So the robotaxi has no plug. It just goes over the inductive charger and charges. So yeah, it's kind of how it should be. Thanks, guys. I love you too. One of the things that is really interesting is how will this affect the cities that we live in? And when you drive around a city, or when the car drives you around a city, you'll see there's a lot of parking lots. There's parking lots everywhere, parking garages. So what would happen if you have an autonomous world is that you can now turn parking lots into parks. And so from we're taking the Ing lot out of parking lot. Welcome. So there's a lot of opportunity to create. Green space in the cities that we live in. So that would be quite fantastic. Oh, and also, what happens if you need a vehicle that is bigger than a Model Y? The Robovan. The Robovan is, we're going to make this, and it's gonna look like that. Now, can you imagine going down the streets and you see this coming towards you? That'd be sick. So this can carry up to 20 people, and it can also transport goods. So you can configure it for goods transport within a city, or transport of up to 20 people at a time. So this is gonna, the Robovan is what's gonna solve for high density. So if you want to take a sports team somewhere, or you're looking to really get the cost of travel down to, I don't know, 5-10 cents a mile, then you can use the Robovan. Some people call it the Robovan, but so yeah. One of the things that we want to do, and you've seen this with the Cybertruck, is we want to change the look of the roads. You know, the future should look like the future. So, speaking of robots, so everything we've developed for our cars, the batteries, power electronics, the advanced motors, gearboxes, the software, the AI inference computer, it all actually applies to a humanoid robot. So the same techniques. It's just a robot with arms and legs instead of a robot with wheels. And we've made a lot of progress with Optimus. And as you can see, we started it with someone in a robot suit, sort of down. And then we've progressed dramatically year after year. So if you extrapolate this, you're really going to have something spectacular. Something that anyone could own. So you could have your own personal R2-D2 C-3PO. And I think at scale, this would cost something like, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000. Probably less than a car, is my prediction, long term. Now, you know, it'll take us a minute to get to the long term, but fundamentally, at scale, the Optimus robot, you should be able to buy an Optimus robot for, I think, probably $20,000 to $30,000 long term. So, and what can it do? It'll basically do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids, it can walk your dog, mow your lawn, get the groceries, just be your friend, serve drinks, whatever you can think of, it will do. And yeah, it's gonna be awesome. And I think this will be the biggest product ever of any kind. Yeah. Because I think everyone of the 8 billion people of Earth, I think everyone's going to want their Optimus buddy. And there's going to be some, maybe two. And then they'll be producing products and services. I predict, actually, provided we address risks of digital superintelligence, 80% will 80% probability of good outcome. Look on the bright side. The cup is 80% full. The cost of products and services will decline dramatically, and basically anyone will be able to have any products and services they want. It will be an age of abundance, the likes of which people have not, almost no one has envisioned. It'll be something special. So, now one of the things we wanted to show tonight was that Optimus is not a canned video. It's not walled off. The Optimus robots will walk among you. Please be nice to the Optimus robots. So you'll be able to walk right up to them, and they'll serve drinks at the bar. And you'll directly, it's a wild experience just to have humanoid robots, and they're there, you're just in front of you. So yeah, with that, let's party. I love you guys too. If you look at that gazebo over there, let's get the party started.